In seminary, there's a class or course that we were required to take, and it's called pneumatology, or simply said, the class about the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. And we had to learn all of the historical, theological, doctrinal development about the Holy Spirit. And I'm not going to bore you with that. And so today, on the feast or the solemnity of Pentecost, we talk much about the Holy Spirit, but oftentimes we only talk about the Holy Spirit only at Pentecost, but not in our everyday life. Yet the Holy Spirit is at work in each and every one of us, bringing into fulfillment what had begun in each and every one of us at the moment of our baptism. At the moment of our baptism, when we were a baby and when our parents and our family took us in front of a priest or a deacon to get baptized, probably we didn't remember what had happened. Probably when the priest poured water over us, we probably cried, "Mwah." Or sometime I had babies peed on me because the water was too cold. You know, so perhaps we didn't remember what happened to us at baptism. But at baptism, we have received the gift of becoming children of God. And also at baptism, each and every one of us were anointed with chrism oil. That is the sign of Christ. That is the opening and the beginning of the grace of the Holy Spirit at work in us and through us. The third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, is the one that unites the Father and the Son together, but also make the Father and the Son distinct and different from each other. So the Holy Spirit, too, in the life of the church, unites each and every one of us together. But he also gives each and every one of us distinctive gifts in order to make our parish, our church, and our community of faith unique, distinctive, different, but flourishing with each and every gift that he only gives to each and every one of us. The Holy Spirit hath given you gifts that are different than me. He sometimes do not give me the gifts that he only reserved for you. So each and every one of us have to activate that gifts that the Holy Spirit hath given us, not for the sake of glorifying our name, but for the sake of uniting and strengthening and give the gifts of ourselves to this community. So I'm asking you, the first question is this: how have you activated or used your gifts in order for the building of the kingdom of God, for the building of our parish here, for the building of one another in the love of Christ? Second, in order to activate and use those gifts, we have to ask ourselves, do I know God? We need the help of the Holy Spirit to learn how to pray properly, to learn how to seek, discover, and fall in love with God each and every day. The gifts of the Holy Spirit strengthen us so that we can keep our focus and our eyes on Christ, is not only for the short term, but for the long term as well. Today, we heard in the second reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, where he said, "No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit." And there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but of the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but of the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produced all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. So clear, God hath given you special gifts. Really, not just for priests. Each and every one of you, he hath bestowed on you special gifts for the building up of this parish, for the building up of faith, for the building up of the kingdom of God here on earth. How are you and I activating, living, fulfilling the gifts that he hath given you? It takes time in order for us to truly learn to fall in love and to use the gifts that he hath given us for the service of others. Bishop Van, I remember when he was still bishop of our diocese, used to use the image of the Holy Spirit. So who in here have a smartphone? Raise your hands up first. Ah, many of you have a smartphone or a semi-smartphone, right? So a smartphone have apps, right? Or application. And Bishop Van would also would always say, the tablet or the smartphone is us. And at the moment of our confirmation, the Holy Spirit have given us 7 super apps, the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit. And every time we activate an app, that is to activate the fullness of our capacity in order to put forth, in order to fully utilize what God has given to each and every one of us. God has given you the 7 super apps that the Holy Spirit has given to you in the beginning of your baptism and brought it to completion at your confirmation. And today he continued to ask you and I to continue to activate those gifts for the good of our parish here in Burke-Burnett, for the good of our local church here in the Diocese of Fort Worth, and for the good of all humanity by the gifts of ourselves, by the uniqueness that he has given us. Second part of my homily is to say that perhaps oftentimes we ask God, where are you? Yet he manifests and he has revealed him us in unique ways, perhaps through people, perhaps through scenarios, perhaps through situations that we do not expect or want to accept. As I was praying today, who had the Holy Spirit revealed to me in our own community? And I was surprised to say that perhaps God revealed to me his loving spirit through the person many of you know, Leroy Rudin. Leroy, 4:15 p.m., without fail, if I'm late, he'll let me know. 4:15 p.m. every Saturday, he would have his truck out there waiting for me. 4:15 p.m., he would come in and do his rosary. And after his rosary, he would always ask me, how are you doing, Father? And as he asked me how I was doing, he would take out from the back pocket an envelope and put it in the collection basket. Winona told me that he never missed a collection. And as many of you know, that when he passed away a few months back, we found out the living conditions that he had, little to nothing. Yet Leroy gave the gift of his everything to our faith community. And the gift that I believe that Leroy gave to each and every one of us, and for me especially, is the gift of consistency. Without fail, I could always count 4:15 p.m. Leroy would be here and begin the rosary. At 4:15 p.m., Leroy would always be here at the back of the church. At 4:15 p.m., he's like the constant gift of God, the grace of God, the gifts of the Holy Spirit telling me that I'm always here. I am with you. That's how God revealed himself to us, not in like extravagant way, but oftentimes in ways that are very small, very insignificant, but very consistent, very constant. For me, Leroy Rudin is the manifestation of God's loving spirit, the gift that always keep giving from the bottom of his heart of the gifts of himself. And as you know, I just got back from Guatemala yesterday at noon. And when I was down in Guatemala, this year we had to do a little bit more works because Madre Ana Maria, her eyesight is not good. She is confined at the convent a lot of times. She had lost sight of her right eye, and her left eye is very, very weak. This was the woman that had built up and evangelized and preached the good news during the Guatemalan Civil War. had received death threats, but yet had built many communities by her own hands. Before, we were very luxurious, because each day we were able to travel on the back of a pickup truck. So about 11 of us would go on the back of a pickup truck, and we would go into a village and preach the good news. I would hear confessions and visit the sick. But she said, "Oh, Father, you have it good." Before the pickup trucks were available, she walked to each of those villages to preach the good news. But now she is confined at the convent. And I asked her on the first day when I came, I asked her in Spanish, "How are you doing, Mother? Are you okay?" And she told me, "I am sad because I can no longer do the works that I was able to do in the past. But God loves me, and I love Him." And she ended with a very famous phrase that I have told you before, "Primero Dios," God first. Wow, that humbled me. Again, the Spirit spoke to me through Madre Ana Maria, the one who had built the church in Patsun by her own bare hands, by her consistency, by her fervor, by her faithfulness, by her unique gifts. Yet now she is bound at home with her limitations. And many of us would have give up hope and blame God. "Why did you allow this to happen?" Yes, she had her struggles. She is sad that she could not preach the good news anymore. But for her, the love of God is important than what she can do. Each and every one of us are called to be children of God instead of only worrying what we can do in order to glorify God. Be children of God. Saint Francis de Sales once said, "Be who you are," meaning be children of God, be people of faith, be the people who are able to live their faith. Be who you are and be that well, and you and I will set the world on fire. Each and every one of us have been given the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Each one of us have been given the same gifts that the apostles had received at Pentecost. When Jesus said, "Receive the Holy Spirit," receive the Holy Spirit. So each and every one of you too are like the apostles. On the day of your baptism, you have received the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And at your confirmation, you have received the fullness of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So it's up to you and I, whether in any situation of our life, it's up to us to seek His presence, to use His gifts, and to activate the powers within us so that the kingdom of God is present among us, so that this parish is stronger, and by the gifts of ourselves, make it into a loving family, into a loving presence of God, so that everyone who encounter us here in Berkmanet is able to say, "I want what they have. I want because I know what they have. Their faith, their love, their unity, their humility, their consistency, but most important of all, because their love is real." So I pray for you, and please pray for me, that each and every one of us may use and fully utilize our gifts of the Holy Spirit so that each and every one of us learn to serve each other so that God is always in our midst. Happy birthday to all, because today the church is turning 2018 years old. And 2018 years of working through the Holy Spirit. And 2018 more years, we still have a lot of works to do. May the Holy Spirit, as we celebrate the birthday of the church, continue to inspire us as He had inspired the apostles. God bless you.